You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's a beautiful morning. We got a new act. It's phenomenal.
It's sensational.
It's terrific. It's even mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
What a ass.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
WMDX 92.7. It is John and Gordy in the morning.
6 minutes past the hour. Beautiful sunshine all day long. Highs in the upper 60s and low 70s. Time for us to get updated what's happening locally in the news with Savannah Tomei Olson.
Right here in the capital city. What's going on?
Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Going
real
great.
Yeah.
What's new? What's on the top of the list of stories for you today?
Now, our biggest story probably of the week, maybe even of the month here in Madison, is that the father of the Abundant Life shooter has been arrested. He was arrested yesterday for two counts of providing a dangerous weapon to someone under 18 and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. So we got this update from police yesterday that the gun that was used in that shooting, where two people died and six others were hurt, was given to her as a gift by her dad when she was 14 or 15 years old. Which obviously kids of that age aren't supposed to own guns. It's illegal in the state of Wisconsin. I believe it's illegal most places in the country. And so this is kind of following a trend that we've seen where after mass shootings, as police kind of investigate how this all happened, and they start holding parents accountable for their kids having access to guns. We learned yesterday that there was a gun safe in the house, but that was her gun that she had regular access to. Now the father is in jail and police said he's cooperating with the investigation. But we've seen some parents be charged and even convicted of involuntary manslaughter and second degree murder. So these charges are actually on the, I would say, on the lower side compared to the charges that some parents have faced.
Yeah.
This is just
Really unbelievable. And being the father and then being caught in this, I mean, you can believe whatever you want for, you know, gun freedom. But at the same time, when you go one step beyond and you give a gun to an irresponsible young person, this is what happens. And now the family split up. The whole thing is a disaster.
Yeah.
Well, and how devastating for the ALCS community, too.
Absolutely.
I'm sure there was a lot of anger as they learned this publicly yesterday. I know a lot of the victims' families were called ahead of time, so they didn't learn this on the news. But you can only imagine what that feels like. We also learned that her dad was told of some high risk online behavior. That's what the police called it, basically glorifying mass violence. Being fascinated with weapons back in 2022. So I imagine there are a lot of mad ALCS families just over the last 24 hours. That's an assumption. I haven't spoken to any of them. We are leaving them alone. But, I can only imagine how it feels to learn that after the fact.
Well, I'm sure we'll be following this story for some time to come.
All right.
So, okay. Well, let's move on. Yesterday was a big day here in Madison for graduation, UW graduation. Last night at the Madison Night Market, I know we saw a lot of graduates walking around in their
gowns,
in their caps and gowns. And so that was a big story yesterday.
That's fun. I bet a lot of them were taking their pictures, you know, going over to Camp Randall, getting their photo on the hill, all that kind of stuff. Tonight is the doctorate and MFA ceremony. That one's at the Cole Center. And then tomorrow's the big one at Camp Randall with all the bachelor's, graduate, and law students. This year's speaker is Jason Gay, who's a columnist and humorist for the Wall Street Journal. And he graduated from UW in 1992. Very proudly espouses how much he loves being a Badger. So I imagine that'll be an entertaining speech for all the graduates. But as usual, if you've lived in Madison for more than a year or two, you know that you're going to have some extra traffic and a long, long wait at restaurants downtown this weekend. So yes, just be prepared for that.
Yeah. Well, it looks like we won't be able to go out for Mother's Day, I guess. Well, that's the way it is. I think kind of ruined it for us. That'll be my excuse.
Uh-huh. All right. It's also the unofficial start of hippie Christmas now, with all the mattresses and the furniture and the
get out your pickup trucks and head on out.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Savannah, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us.
Yeah.
Happy Friday. Thanks for having me.
Yep. All right. You too. Savannah Tomei Olson from WMDX News.
All right. Okay. What I'd like to get to is the Daily Show cut. Yes. I can't believe it. They put these things together immediately. This is on the Pope, and they're talking about this. This is Desi Leidick.
Yes.
And she is fantastic at doing this. She reminds me so much of Stephanie Miller. You know, her attitude, her way of delivering the line.
No, she's great.
Yeah, she's fantastic. So why don't we listen to this? She's got all the drop-ins. I'm going to leave this whole bit up to her. So take it away.
Jeff, you've been waiting to hear back from the Vatican about that resume you sent in. Bad news, the position has been filled.
And I think we see it. Sorry.
There we go. That certainly looks like smoke and white smoke.
Hold on, we have smoke. And it is white smoke.
It would appear to be a white smoke.
White smoke, we have a pope.
We are watching and everyone to breathe it in. The white smoke.
Breathe it in? I didn't know we were supposed to hotbox the pope smoke. But white smoke means there's a new pope, and wait till you get a load of where he came from.
History at the Vatican. The first ever American pope.
We have the first American pope, and let me just say, as an American, are you sure about this? We don't really have the gravitas that you associate with popiness. We're less somber procession and more monster truck rally. I just think it's a little bit weird that the holiest man in the world probably knows all the words to the Chili's baby back rib song. Kind of weird. But the votes are counted, and the Vatican doesn't have a January 6th, so there's no going back. Let's find out more about this American pope. Excuse me, Pope Americano.
Born in 1955 in Chicago, Robert Francis Prevost has been a cardinal for only 2 years.
He's big into tennis. He's affectionately known as Father Bob.
A Cubs fan. He loves to cook.
Italian media has referred to him as the least American of the Americans because of his quiet, humble way.
Wow.
Whoa. So you're telling me that you think all Americans are loudmouth jackasses? Well, f*** you. Humble. I'm the most humble bitch you've ever seen. But let's get back to the Pope. Of course, the first job of every new pope is to pick a pope name, which we all know is supposed to be the name of your first pet and the street you grew up on. But he went a different way.
Robert Francis Prevost of Chicago taking on the name of Pope Leo XIV.
Leo XIV? Did he choose it the way we pick a new email address? Desi.Leidick is taken? Okay, what about Desi.Leidick 2? Really? 3? Really? 4? Fine, Desi.Leidick 14. But yes, Robert Prevost's new name is Leo XIV, which sucks for him because he just got his real ID. Damn it. Now, I've always found this odd. The church is so conservative on gay issues, but then they turn around and make its leader choose a drag name. But after he picked his pope name, he came out and gave his first speech in both Italian and Spanish about the need for unity and peace on earth.
This is
so
good.
So cue peace and unity in 3, 2, 1.
And I would have loved for the first pope from America to say something in English.
I was a little surprised that a Chicago native did not say a few words in English.
He's talking Spanish. He's an American. And he didn't even speak in English.
He spoke in Latin, Spanish, and Italian, did not speak
in
English.
He did not speak in English. I mean, I don't know how you claim that this is an American pope if you won't even speak in his native tongue. That to me was very disturbing.
Yes, yes. Oh, how dare you? If English was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for the Pope. Shame. Come on, does it really matter what language he speaks? It's church. You're going to be sleeping through it anyway. And besides, there's going to be plenty of other stuff for conservatives to throw a tantrum about.
There's some tweets that when the Pope was still a cardinal that are getting a lot of attention online that are politically charged.
This one is directly rebuking J.D. Vance. The new Pope, Pope Leo XIV, said J.D. Vance is wrong.
The new Pope is not like J.D. Vance. He really is an everyday American. Be careful, though, Father. If you piss off J.D. Vance, he's going to pay you a visit.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's not going to end up well.
That's Desi Leidig from Daily Show. That's fantastic.
It is. It is really good stuff. And my mega friend in Milwaukee sent me a post where it listed why he is a conservative, very conservative pope, and that he is a right winger. He's a MAGA. Okay. And then then I saw this list from Laura Loomer, who is a right wing zealot crazy person. And this is her post, okay? This is the new pope. His name is Robert Prevost. He's the first American pope. He is anti-Trump, anti-MAGA, pro-open borders, and a total Marxist like Pope Francis. I don't know where my mega friend got his information. But anyway, not listening to Laura Loomer, apparently. Catholics don't have anything good to look forward to. Just another Marxist puppet in the Vatican. Wow. All right. And then, of course, Dan Schaefer, who's here at Civic Media, he mentioned also that the Pope was a teacher in Waukesha County.
Oh, really?
In Oconomowoc.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
And but, you know, this Laura Loomer post was really funny because Joe, who's a regular poster on X, she said this. She said this response about, okay, she said, is she going to try to get the Pope fired for listing this? So Laura Loomer.
Laura Loomer.
Is Laura Loomer trying to get the Pope fired? God, it is great stuff. You know, people just take these strange looks at things.
17 minutes past the hour, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing remains constant. Since 1958, they are still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Two locations to serve you here in Madison on the east side and the west side. Go to Verlo.com. Check out their lifetime comfort guarantee.
All right.
Okay. Got a couple of minutes here.
All right. But not enough time for for Tim Walz. I told you yesterday I was going to get to Tim Walz because he was on with Jen Psaki.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
But, and we do have a cut coming up in just a few moments on that. But I do want to get this. Here's why the U.S. needs universal health care coverage. This is crazy stuff. The Oklahoma governor, Kevin Stitt, vetoed a bill to expand breast cancer exam options in the great state of Oklahoma. On Tuesday, he vetoed House bill legislation that would clarify which breast cancer examinations health insurance providers must pay. His veto message, Stitt said, his decision stemmed from concerns over costly insurance mandates that he argued would ultimately raise premiums for workers. So while early detection and access is a good thing, this legislation imposes new and costly insurance mandates on private health care plans. Wow. We got to protect those insurance companies, right? I mean, we got to save them some money.
Sure, yeah.
So let's, you know, let's keep that that breast cancer examination down, okay?
Oh, boy.
This is why we need universal health care.
Yes. 19 past the hour. I want to remind you we are in a keyword hour for a four-pack of Brewer tickets to the Friday, May 16th game against Minnesota. The keyword this hour is RUN, R-U-N. Use your Civic Media app. Download it from Apple or Google and find WMDX. Coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning.
22 past the hour. Beautiful sunshine to start this Friday. Let's check out the rest of the weather with our WMDX chief meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really nice. Unbelievable. You know, looking forward to a fantastic weekend. I'm sure you're not going to disappoint us.
Right?
Nope. I just got a pocket full of sunshine for everybody.
All right. Nice. Yeah. How nice will it be?
Yeah.
Too nice. How's that? Okay. Is that possible?
We'll take it.
No. Yeah, after a crisp and cold morning, we hit 32 degrees this morning, the freezing mark, frost advisories out there, and now we're finally above that, 37 degrees at the moment. We're going to make it to 70 today, super sunny. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's going to be the case pretty much for the rest of the week as well, into the weekend. We're looking at 73 degrees tomorrow, 76 on Saturday, nice. Or Sunday for Mother's Day,
yeah.
And then we climb into the 80s next week.
Yeah. Wow.
I know. And we're holding off on all rain. It looks like a cold front moving through tonight in the northern part of the state makes its way towards us in the morning tomorrow. But really, no rain is going to be produced from that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to hold off on all rain chances pretty much until Tuesday and Wednesday of next week.
So a pretty dry but warm period ahead of us. Does that mean we have burn bans back? Do you think that's happening?
Yes, it does. Yeah. Unfortunately, a good chunk of the state's in a very high fire danger. And that's going to last at least until next weekend, I think, because we need some more significant rain. And that looks to move in by Sunday next weekend.
Well, looks like I won't have to burn off my yard.
What? You were going to burn it off?
You're going to start your yard on fire?
Yeah, I was going to
start
my yard on fire.
You know, I did that on accident when I was a kid. I've never heard of doing it on purpose.
Have you alerted the neighbors?
Well, you know that I'm not a big fan of my lawn.
Well, right. So you just got to give it up and
accidentally
burn it off?
Burn it, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, give us a report.
But the conditions aren't right for it now, so I can't do it. So.
Okay.
No, right. I know what you meant. You meant cleaning up the yard and then burning the debris, didn't you?
Yes, that's exactly what I meant.
Sure.
Yep.
Let's go with, go with that.
Don't do that either.
Okay. Well, Brittany, you enjoy the weather this weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. All right.
Sounds good. You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks, Brittany. That's Brittany Merlot, our chief meteorologist for WMDX. Okay. This portion of the show being brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They offer fast and flexible appointments, individualized care, not one size fits all. And they are helping people change their lives with not just selling hearing aids, but improving the quality of life through better hearing. You can go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. John, you've been there a couple of times recently.
Yeah, great family business. Yeah. You know, Jim and Sarah are out there are ready to help you out.
Yeah.
So stop on by.
MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
All right. Okay, 25 now, past. We're going to get to a cut from Tim Walz here. He's telling it like it is. He's explaining what reality is really like. Oh, my gosh, really? From a politician? Let's go for it.
I don't know this from my amateur psychologist. I think he listened to one class when he was back in the 80s or something at Wharton in his 6 months there or whatever, and he misreads this. It's a ludicrous philosophy. No one agrees with him. And then they come back to, well, Democrats put tariffs on. Yes, they're a tool. They're a scalpel. You can use them when you have unfair practices. But he's talking about the thing that drives me insane with working with Canada and Mexico. He's the guy who negotiated the deal. And then he turns around and says, well, we don't care much about Canada. I was glad to see the prime minister coming in saying, are you out of your mind? We're your biggest trading partner. They are our biggest trading partner in Minnesota. They're our dearest friends. Mm-hmm. They're who we care about. He has no concept. This goes back to that idea. So many Americans thought, you know, we need to hire a businessman to run government like business. Two things about that are wrong. No, we don't need to run government like a business because we're not in the profit making. We're in the proving lives and looking towards the future. And this guy has a proven track record of being an absolute failure. And I think the opening for Democrats is to work with the business community. I am home to many large Fortune 500 companies that are put at risk by this. And I'll just say this, I'm calling these folks out. They need to stand up. He threatens them. He threatens, you know, universities. Thank goodness Harvard's standing up to them. But that's how he gets things done. He doesn't get it done through competency. He doesn't get it done through results. He gets it done through fear, intimidation. And I'm with you. I wish he could have been weirdly obsessed with like pickleball or something rather than tariffs. That's where he could spend his time. But it's on this tariff thing that doesn't work.
Yeah, that's great commentary. He's talking about Trump making all these really, really bad decisions. He does treat the country like it is a business, and he has bankrupted his businesses. So I'm not quite sure I like the idea myself.
Right.
And why are we listening to him on this? He really doesn't know what he's doing. And again, it's this thing where, remember, Doge has been talking about how the government is losing money. Well, It's not losing money. It's not there to make money. It's there to serve the public, regardless. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's my little rant on that.
You know, I think we could use a couple more pickleball courts.
Yeah, I wish you had followed pickleball. Hey, I got a cut here. This is really fantastic. This shows our orange god and what he knows about the world. He thinks Mattel is a country. Let's listen to cut 68. Cut 68, according to the outline that I've supplied.
Never mind. Do we have time for it?
Mattel, I don't know. I'm not so sure. They also said they're the only country I've heard. They said, well, we're going to go counter. We're going to try going someplace else. That's okay.
Mattel.
Let him go, and we'll put 100% tariff on his toys, and he won't sell one toy in the United States, and that's their biggest market. I heard that. I mean, I watched this guy talking about how I'm going to go counter. I said, well, I wouldn't want to have him as an executive too long.
He was talking about the CEO of Mattel saying that they make their toys and everything in other countries to keep the price down. They do the designs and marketing ideas here in this country. Mm-hmm. But again, he thinks Mattel, the guy, the CEO, is the president of a country named Mattel. All right?
A little confused.
This is the guy
in
charge.
Okay, coming up
I'm walking.
Take a deep breath. Because coming up next, Rocker is in the studio with a Max Inc. preview right after the Midwest Farm and Food Report.
I'll hang around for that.
On WMDX. Stay with us.
It's the John Gordy Show.
WMDX 92.7. I am John Peterson.
And I'm Gordy Young.
We never say our last names.
I know.
Right?
Well, we've been trying to keep them secret for a long time.
That's right. You should go by your middle names one day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that'll help.
What's your middle name? I've never asked.
Lund.
Lund?
Yep.
Mine's Thomas.
Oh.
It's Lund and Thomas in the morning. Sam, what's your middle name?
Eugene.
Eugene? Oh. Rocker, do you have a middle name, or is it just Rocker?
Just Rocker. Oh, yeah. There is no middle name.
There are little letters in that, isn't there?
Okay.
All right.
It's 7:35, beautiful sunshine today all day long. We get into the low 70-degree range. This portion of the show being brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing that remains constant since they opened their doors in 1958, they are still direct-to-consumer with superior products and unbeatable prices. Two locations in Madison on the east side and on the west side. Go to verlo.com for more information.
I know that, you know, we hear from Matt at Middleton every day.
Oh, just about.
And we love it, actually. But Matt was a little frustrated this morning. He texted us. He said, hate to break it to everyone, but other countries don't want American products. Our products are unregulated and filled with chemicals, and our cars and trucks are large, overpriced, and don't meet the environmental standards that people want, and our planes are overpriced and unsafe. So are we great yet? Republicans are garbage and bad for America. There you go. Thank you, Matt.
Hell yeah, that's the kind of America I want to live in.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Matt.
Or we have to buy those products, Matt.
Okay.
You know, we heard from John Stewart earlier about the red lightsaber. And, you know, we have Rocker in the studio. We're going to hear some local music. But, Rocker, you went on a tear here. Could you please explain the reason why the lightsabers for the Sith and for the bad dark side are red? Tell us.
So, the Jedi, they use a natural crystal that they go and mine on a planet that actually only the Jedi know about. And the Sith have been trying to find out where that planet is for a long time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But the Jedi keep it sacred. So they use a natural crystal. So what the Sith did was they used this oven to kind of bake this synthetic crystal, and they use all this dark side energy while it's baking. It's really like an intense process. It takes a couple days.
Yeah.
And they do. They sit there. They sit there. It's like, it's kind of like, you know, meditating on the top of the Himalayas or something. They have to, you know. And so they make these synthetic crystals, and of course the synthetic crystals only provide you with crimson. So the only way a Sith has a different colored lightsaber, like green or blue, is because they took it from some dead Jedi.
Ah, okay. All right.
Well, thanks for explaining that. I was confused. Well, let's turn to the Max Inc. preview for this weekend. Oh, you got a lot of stuff going on.
We got a lot of stuff going on. You know, Max Inc. Radio, 6 p.m. to midnight on Saturday and Sunday. This weekend, it's going to be me and Terry Barr, Rocker and Terry Barr. Jimmy is off camping again this weekend, so he's going to be having a good time. And After Hours with Rob Roberts. This week, Genevieve Hayward and Dan Stoffels, they're, you know, expatriates here from Wisconsin, and they went out to Nashville, and now they're going to be kind of doing a tour with their band. Genevieve Hayward, great singer-songwriter, we'll be talking to her. The Lair, Jeff Burkhart. Jeff Burkhart is a local singer-songwriter, acoustic. He'll be coming in here. He's got a show coming up over at the Cargo Cafe coming up. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about that. And Madison Malone, we're going to be interviewing her. Actually, Terry Barr interviewed her.
We had her in yesterday.
That's right. Yeah. There's a show coming up May 10th at Al Ringling Theater, Baraboo. Mm-hmm. It's presented by Music Makes a Difference. And let me tell you, those guys, they do a lot of shows and a lot of sponsoring. They're even a big sponsor of the backstage at Atwood Fest.
Yeah, and that's also a fundraiser for Hope House up in Baraboo and the Women's Care Center there.
That's right. And Gold Dust Women, Madison Malone, and Spare Bones. And one of these bands, we're not going to tell you who, has Shondell Marks in it.
That's right. She was also here yesterday.
She was here.
How funny.
I know.
It's funny how that stuff works.
Ironic.
We're stealing your thunder, by the way. We're going to start.
Well, I got a little more for you.
All right. He's got more thunder.
I was at my Rocker Jamboree.
Yes.
Yeah. Gordy, you were there.
Yeah.
Catherine Lake came out. That was a lot of fun. It was sold out. The bands were amazing. It was a great time.
I know. I was in the line waiting to get in. I could not get in. Yeah,
didn't find the way around to the back deck?
I'm just kidding.
You were barred from coming.
Troublemaker. Oh, it was so fun. I saw so many people that I hadn't seen in a long time. So it was really a great time.
It really was.
And then I ended up, heading out to the Whammy Awards and inducted into the Wall of Honor, really cool.
Yeah.
I got to meet Grammy winner Bill Miller backstage, so that was pretty cool too. And then I also won On Air Personality for the state of Wisconsin.
That is so
cool.
For
the Wisconsin area music industry. And one other note was Paige Kleber. Remember, we've been playing some of her music. Mm-hmm. She's now 12 years old from here in Madison, and she won the Rising Star Award. So that was pretty cool.
Well-deserved. Whammies,
and there were a lot of other great winners, but I just thought I'd focus on those for now.
That's child labor in the music industry.
No, it's not.
I'm just kidding.
She has a permit.
It's art.
She has a permit.
There you go.
Okay, see? Got that covered.
All right.
Okay.
Her mom's at the shows, right?
Right. Exactly.
All right. Last week we had Kathy Couture and the Bad Jacks, right? They were in the studio last week, and Kathy, she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer back a couple years ago, and she's been going through a lot of treatments. And in the meantime, to deal with this, she started writing music and producing albums, and she's now going to release her third album. It's called Hard to Kill, May 10th at the High Noon Saloon. The Bad Jacks, her band, it's Jenna Jonas on drums, Dan Kennedy on bass, and Beth Killey on guitar. And then they're going to have special guest Jen Farley. So two thirds of Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rocket. So hey, let's hear a little Kathy Couture. This is Hard to Kill, the title track from her brand new album.
Getting salt pills in the summer heat so I could play all day. Codeine under the bathroom sink kept insomnia away. There was a lack of supervision, no seatbelts in the car. I could ride my bike, she didn't care if I went far. My mama says I'm hard to kill, I asked if she'd been trying. We had a lot of ups and downs, some screaming and some crying. It was an epic test of wills, but I'm too hard to kill.
Great voice.
Yeah, very good song. Very unique voice.
Oh, she was fun. And that, I think that's going to be a good show. Beth Kelly singing there behind. Mm-hmm. It's really an amazing show. Madtown Manish Boys, they are steeped in Chicago-style blues from Madison, Wisconsin. Tonight, May 9th, they are playing at the Red Rooster over on Seaforth Road. Mm-hmm. And May 30th, they'll be at the Memorial Union, in case you miss them. Two great shows for the Madtown Manish Boys. And let's listen to some. This is called Get Out of My Life, Woman. This is the Madtown Manish Boys.
Get out of my eyes, teardrops. I got to see my way around.
Manish Boys. Madtown Manish Boys. Yeah, the great band.
Oh, they're awesome. And they're playing at the Red Rooster. And of course,
tonight,
they all kind of own, some of the guys from that band own the Red Rooster. So they.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Let's see. You know, I wanted to tell you guys, you know, there is some more stuff to the dark side than just Star Wars, right? Coming up,
okay.
Put this on your calendar, all Wednesday, right. July 23rd at the Capitol. It's the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, and they're going to be doing Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, cool.
I just, what? Wow. Yeah, I just saw that listed as an event, and I was like,
when
oh,
is that again?
Man, Wednesday, July 23rd. So we got time to talk about
all
it.
All right, yeah.
But it was just kind of funny that, you know, Dark Side just happened to pop into our morning show here.
Right.
It's pretty neat. You know, there are orchestras doing all these kind of thematic concerts now.
Yeah.
One is one more interesting one is the Spaghetti Western.
Really?
Music.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, they do all this stuff live. You know, all this, you know, it's very memorable music. So they're doing this as well. So it's kind of cool. I'd like to see this.
Oh,
very
it sounds cool. Fun. And, you know, that's outside right on the on the steps of the Capitol.
Yep.
It's always like a really good time.
Beautiful.
Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, Wednesday, July 23rd. That's Pink Floyd's Dark Side
and
of the
they're
Moon.
Play
no
that.
Lightsabers.
They're going to. Oh, no. I thought that would be kind of cool. But, you know, they're going to perform this at midnight, is it? Did you say?
No. It's not at midnight. No.
What do you.
I'm just throwing that out there. I'm sorry.
What is wrong with you?
You know, I really need the weekend.
Yes, you do.
It's coming, John. It's coming.
All right.
Well, tonight, though, if you're looking for something to do, May 9th at the Memorial Union Terrace.
Oh,
concerts are back. It's
the
Funky JBs featuring Joey B. Banks on drums. They'll be doing the Clyde Stubblefield Tribute and celebrating Clyde Stubblefield's doctorate and PhD from the UW School of Music. We played a song from the James Brown, the singles, and it's kind of these remixed versions. I found another one, and this is Popcorn with a Feeling. This is Clyde Stubblefield on drums doing James Brown, Popcorn with a Feeling.
All right. Thank you.
So that is tonight.
That is tonight.
Funky JB's. Yeah.
And I hope you're kind of focusing on the drums there, because yes. I know the flute solo catches people's ears, but right. that drum beat, that was classic Clyde right there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Excellent stuff. All right.
Are we keep going?
We're less than a minute here, so you want to, what do we want to do here? Let me just mention to everybody, you know what? Let's just take a little short time out to remind you that this portion of the show is brought to you by the Madison Hearing Aid Center. You go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can find out more about what they're all about, helping people change their lives by not just selling hearing aids, but improving the quality of life through better hearing. Rocker, how's your hearing? You might want to go to the Madison Hearing Aid Center. Did you hear what I said?
What?
Exactly. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can get a free online hearing test right there. We'll be back with a rocker and the Max Inc. preview on John and Gordy in just a moment.
All right.
Yes.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I need good music. Good music. It always feels so good to hear good music.
Really, really good Wisconsin music.
Yep.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy.
Along with Rocker from the Max Inc. show. And we'll continue here in a moment. I want to remind everybody one more time here. Our key word for this hour is run. If you are in for getting some tickets from us, a four-pack of tickets to a Brewers game, it's for this specific game. So if you can't go to this game, don't enter the contest. It's for Friday, May 16th. Versus Minnesota. The Twins are coming to town May 16th. If you want to get in on this, it's a statewide contest, by the way, and so there'll be other keywords throughout the day on the Civic Media Radio Network. But the keyword this hour is run. Use your Civic Media app and just text us that keyword, run, and you'll be in entered for the contest. Sam, anything to add?
Friday night game, 7:10 p.m.
Okay.
Don't got to take off of work.
Yeah. May 16th, next Friday. Okay. All right. Now back to the Max Inc. preview here. Sounds Rocker, good. What do you got for us?
Oh, guys, you know, Festi season is coming. I just want to run through a couple things so you can put it on your calendar. The Marquette Waterfront Festival, it's a 36th annual festival, June 14th and 15th at Yahara Place Park, right on the lake. It's a festival. It's the official curtain raiser to the East Side's season of summer festivals. There's five of them, so make sure you get these dates down.
Okay.
Marquette Waterfront, June 14th to 15th. La Fête de Marquette, July 10th through 13th. Atwood Fest, July 26th and 27th. Orton Park Festival, August 29th through 30th. And then the Willie Street Fair ends it up September 20th and 21st. So it's important to remember our great festivals here in Madison. It's really, you know, what makes Madison so special.
It really is. Yeah, all those festivals. Yeah, every one of them are excellent. They're all great.
Oh, it's so fun. I mean, one after another all summer.
Mm-hmm. Good deal.
The Periodicals, they are from Madison and Milwaukee. And May 23rd at the High Noon Saloon, they're gonna be on the patio, and that's the first patio show. So you know summer is coming when you see the bands are starting to play outside, right?
Good place to go.
All ages, no cover, High Noon Saloon patio. They're a 10-piece band, Madison's finest alternative pub rock, northern soul band, now with added pop. Sam, we're going to skip over to the Periodicals. I Can't Stop.
Why I fell at the first line. Forget me nuts, tied without condition.
Stop. No way.
Catchy tune.
Isn't that cool? The Periodicals. Yeah. Great band here in Madison. They've been around for a couple years now. And let's not forget that they are playing...
Let's see.
High Noon.
The High Noon, High Noon. On the patio, yeah, May 23rd.
There we go.
Shifted my papers around.
Yep.
You know, there's nothing more erotic or neurotic than an electric spanking.
Excuse me?
Electric Spanking is an all-star four-piece funk rock jam band from Madison, and they began as a funky side project of the local Madison band Baghdad Scuba Review. Electric Spanking right into Baghdad Scuba Review. Their roots go back to the 90s in the Madison local music scene. And June 23rd, they're playing at the Up North Bar. I thought I'd pull out some, and that's a little ways in the future. So put that on your calendar. Yeah. Electric Spanking, good people. Okay.
Let your voices be heard before the lines between you and man, they become too blurred. When you speak out the truth, they may call you crazy and deranged. They take you away and have you socially rearranged. Big people will believe the things they want the rest of us to believe. And if you don't keep a strong mind, it's easy to deceive. But it's a goodness inside yourself that will set you apart. Just gotta let it show that you have got it deep inside your heart. So may that never roar.
It'd be nice if they could take over the world, those good people.
Electric Spanking. Nice.
Electric Spanking. Yeah. I'm not even sure how that works, but
yeah. June 23rd at the 23rd at the Up North Bar.
There's got to be like some kind of toy involved.
A toy.
I would assume, you know, one of those adult stores, stop in sometime and ask for that electric spanking.
Let's just move on. Okay.
We have some
family show.
We have some free fly swatters here that are the guy gave them to us. He said they were a marriage saver.
Okay.
Wow.
Here we go.
So anybody wants to come by the studio and come and pick those up, they're great.
Got it.
They're fly swatters from Power Takeoff, a local band.
Power Takeoff. Got it right here. Oh, there it is.
See, this is it right here.
Yeah. Guaranteed to save your marriage, John.
There you go.
Well, okay. I'll say I bought it at an adult.
Take that home to Ann.
Let us know how it works. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. This is real nice.
Rocker, we got to go here. MaxSync preview.
All right. Thanks, man. Saturday and Sunday night, 6 to midnight.
Yeah.
Me and Terry Barr will be here on Saturday night, and Jeff Burkhart will be in the lair playing live.
Excellent. Thanks for coming in. We'll see you next Friday. On Monday's show, Jennifer McFarlane from Comfy Cauldron in DeForest. She talks to ghosts?
Apparently.
Okay.
We're going to get in touch with the supernatural.
I am going
on
to love this.
Okay. We'll find out more about that on Monday morning. Stephanie Miller is coming up next. We hope you have a wonderful weekend.
It's the John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.